Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good evening, everyone, and how are you tonight? Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's a real pleasure to be with you tonight. And Bob is online with me now. Bob, you there?
Yeah. Hi, Alan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
Well, Bob is a mystery man, and we're unveiling him tonight. We've shown Bob's picture on the front of the homepage. Did you shave for that?
Yes, I actually did. And
that's good. Now we're very happy to be with you tonight, and this is kind of a year-end wrap-up show. And let's see, Amy Domestico is going to be joining us, but we may have Georgia on now. Hello, you're on Blog Talk Radio. Hello? 301? Hello? No, I don't know. So we have a show going on tonight, and Amy called me. Most of you know, I'm sure not most of you, all of you must know Amy. Amy is the program manager here at Blog Talk Radio, and she emailed me about a half hour ago and said, I have an issue. It's like, oh, okay, what do we have, another problem? So she sends me back an email saying, no, I think I broke my foot. So sure enough, I called her up, and she may have broken her foot, which is quite interesting, but it didn't seem like a real break to me because she said it's not hurting while she's lying down. So have you ever broken a foot or anything?
No, fortunately not. Actually, I had my daughter a couple months ago broke her wrist playing basketball.
But, right.
As a kid, they scream and cry, so it's tough to tell if it's serious at first.
Right.
But then when she wasn't moving it after a while, we figured it was.
Well, hopefully she'll come on. If not, then that's fine. So anyway, we want to do a show tonight. We have some people calling in. On our show tonight. So we're looking forward to Amy's actually IMing me now. She says she's okay. So let's see where she is. Oh, maybe she's in. Okay. Amy, you on?
I am.
Hey, how are you? Is the Georgia 301?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's see what let's get Georgia on. For some reason. Hello, Georgia.
Hello, Alan.
Hi. Okay, very good. We've got the whole team on. How are you, Georgia?
Oh, I'm okay.
Okay, so on the line now for the Alan Levy Show and this end of 5 months, we don't have an end of year wrap up. It is the end of the year, but we've only been around for 5 months, so we're calling it the end of 5 months wrap up. We have Georgia Hackworth, and who's the host liaison, and Amy Domestico, who's our program manager, and Bob. So, first of all, I want to thank all of you for joining us tonight to listen to this show live on Blog Talk Radio and also on the archive. And I wanted to say a few things about Blog Talk Radio before we got started. And the first thing that I'd like to do is thank Bob, Amy, and Georgia, and Jamie for helping create this platform. And the effort that you're giving, all of you, is really amazing, and I know I'm putting in a lot of hours. We're all creating something special, and I wanted to thank all of you for doing it and working hard at it and caring. It's not even the work and the hours; it's caring about it.
It's a great thing to care about, and it's a lot of fun. So,
well, I appreciate that, Bob. You and I were talking about how the level of, what were you saying about the level of service that we offer our clients?
Well, like in telecom, it's called a 5-9. I mean, basically, always working, never any issues, and, me and Alan were kidding around that we should actually start charging for the service, and maybe we can get better than it is.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's an option someday down the road. But one of the things that you were also saying was it's important to note that in most instances, companies out there, certainly Web 2.0 companies, are not providing service like we are to the customers. You were talking to me about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that the service is live. I mean, it's something that's live. People always expect it to work. It's not, you know, like a website providing information, whether it's a, you know, a Technorati or even in, you know, other Web 2.0, a wiki or, you know, Dig or any of the, I mean, it's just, you know, information residing on a website which have people creating, you know, content which then gets posted there. The same thing with, you know, YouTube or even a MySpace.
You can barely even find an email to contact those people when you have a problem.
Yeah, no, and what's you know, different about what we provide is that, you know, there's a live element to the service. It's something that always has to work 24 hours, 7. You know, it makes it a tough tough business on our end to always make sure that it's all aspects of it are functioning and, you know, people's shows get archived and be able to run their shows and take callers and so on.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned the word business. We don't even know this is a business, okay? It's like a hobby, you know? we're not generating revenue from this, and we hope we will. I mean, at some point, we hope to. Let's say we hope to do that. But it's a passion, and, you know, and that's what we're doing. We believe in this, and we believe that this is something important. So it's not a business. It's a passion. And perhaps someday it'll be a business. I think it has the makings of a business, but I think to go to what Bob is saying, you have to understand that there is no service on the internet today, particularly social networking applications or anything for that matter, that is live. I mean, you've got nothing that's live, okay? And that's what's interesting about Blog Talk Radio, I think, in that, you know, YouTube isn't live, of course, and you've got, you know, MySpace certainly isn't live. I mean, so that's the challenge. The challenge is to provide that live service and be consistent with it. And that's what we're working on.
And very well, I might add.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, thank you as well. I mean, we try to, and it's, you know, pretty tough.
The strides you guys have made in such a short period of time, it's just been amazing to watch. It's been an explosion almost.
We have a call. Let's take a call. So this is going to kind of be like an open time. 410, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Alan.
Hey.
Well, how you doing, brother?
Oh, here's one of our consistent top 10 host.
Yeah.
How you doing?
This is Michael Bell for everybody who's listening to the show now. He's on with us.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Michael. Bob Trash. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
Okay, pretty good.
So here's a guy that we met few months back, and you started doing shows on Blog. How has Blog Talk Radio changed your life, basically, in the last, like, 3 months?
It's been amazing. I mean, I've opened up, you know, my channels as an artist and in the entertainment industry, too. I mean, it's opened me up to not only opening up the fan base that could communicate with me live on the airwaves, but it's even opened us up to some movie deals and stuff like that that's going on. It's been amazing. I can't tell you how thankful I am to just be a part of it all.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate that. It's nice to hear, and I know that we try to make it work perfectly all the time. It's a very complicated thing. And that's why it doesn't exist.
You make it easy on the host end, I got to tell you.
We try. It's not perfect. I mean, we have very high standards. We try to make it easy on the host end because, you know, it's quite interesting. You know, you talk about word-of-mouth marketing, and I know it's a lot of buzz right now out there about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the most effective way to market. And what's happening with Blog Talk Radio and the reason why we have, you know, 1,300 hosts and everyone we speak to, Amy and I, are speaking to hosts every day. We literally speak to new hosts, new channels. I mean, from such diverse, from churches, religious organizations, to nonprofits, to marketing organizations, to MySpace kids, to anybody.
We were jam-packed last night. I mean, my show was so tight, I felt like I was you know, literally working literal radio waves. I mean, getting every segment in.
You had Where the Heck Is Matt on last night, didn't you?
We had Matt on from Where the Hell Is Matt. John Fiore from The Sopranos just released his DVD, Johnny Slade's Greatest Hits, last night. We were talking about movie deals. I had Finn from the band The Simples on, who was talking about a hit song that they're just releasing a debut album based on some of my paintings.
I mean, heard that part.
Jam-packed show. I mean,
well, are people reaching out to you and say, hey, I hear you have a radio show? Because I know that Ida Lee has been, and she's calling in later. She said that a lot of people have been coming up to her and her clients, you know, can they get on and so on.
Oh, yeah, we've been getting a lot of that. I mean, I've been getting a lot of emails from people, you know, can I get on your show? I've been getting a lot of, actually a lot of bands, too, because I started debuting just a few bands here and there at the end of my segment to basically close the show out. And so I've been getting a lot of bands that want their song to be heard and so forth, and I haven't been one of these, politically correct kind of guys that would debut a different band every week. I just basically, I play what I like and what's jiving with what we're doing. And so I've had a couple different bands, but some of them have been some pretty popular people out there that are getting tons and tons of downloads. And then, you know, you guys fed me the Where the Hell Is Matt, who had 50, I think he's up to 50 million downloads or something for his YouTube video. I mean,
wow,
like an internet icon. He was an interesting guy to talk to. I thought the segment went great last night, by the way. It was just fantastic.
I listened to that, yeah.
Yeah, he was really good, you know, good guy to have on. It was interesting, and he just segmented everything.
So what's a guy like this who gets 50 million downloads? I mean, does he have a career from it or no? Or...
Well, I mean, he's been traveling the world. He had, after I was talking with him, I mean, he hit 39 countries in 180 days, and somebody else was footing the bill for it. So he was making a career out of it, you know, which was pretty cool.
He's got another deal in the works, though, doesn't he?
He's got another deal in the works. Mm-hmm. He had a TV crew at his house that was doing stuff on internet video. Mm-hmm. And I was just interviewed, you know, with, along with you from Julie Vallone over at Investors Business Daily,
right?
Which was fantastic for me because I've been doing nothing but meeting with investors this past 2 weeks for this new movie that we're working on. So it's another venue, but it's just a great venue, and for me, it's a great way to also work things out and talk about things and talk up things on the air in a kind of a less pressure environment too, which is nice. I mean, you can take the calls that you want to take, but at the same token, I mean, we've been every week. I've had the lines are flooded with calls. I haven't gotten to them all every week. We had a lady last this past week was excited to get on. She'd been trying for 3 weeks. So.
Well, it's you're doing a great job, and you know, I listened to you last night again. I listened to your show. You do it with ease. You enjoy it. You make people feel comfortable. The people on the other side, I think this is you're cut out for this. What can I say? I mean, you really are.
It's a lot of fun, and you guys do make it easy. I mean, Alan, Bob, Avery, and behind the scenes. I mean, you guys are doing a lot of work over there, and people just. I think a lot of people. Now, here's the funny part. Now, here's the flip side of the coin. I've been hearing a lot of people. Now, I get a lot of this. I don't know. I'm sure you guys get a lot of this too, but. I get some people that have, you know, been calling into my program and so forth, and I just take it for granted at first. I just think, oh, well, these people are just interested in what we're doing, and then all of a sudden, all these new shows, you know, everybody they start contacting me. Well, we're starting up our new show, you know.
And they're calling into your show.
And they stop calling into our show once they start getting theirs going, and then they contact us and say. Oh, we didn't realize that it's a lot of work to really get it. I mean, it's not,
a lot of work.
It's good work. I think it's a beautiful thing, but you really have to have an audience. You have to have something to say. You have to have something that the public is really going to be interested in doing. And you've provided that forum where if somebody's legitimately got something out there that they got to put out there. You've given us a forum to be able to do that, and I think that's beautiful.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think you're right in the sense that you have to be consistent. If you look at the top hosts on Blog Talk Radio, one thing is clear, they're consistent. They do their show weekly, same time, same place. And they do it, and that's the thing. People come to expect it. So
right, and you can't just. I mean, I've had some people, you know, email me and so forth that have started it up, and it's a little bit, you know, hard going at first. I mean, you can't just call in and expect that things are going to go well. I mean, you really gotta. There's a lot of, we make it look effortless, but you got to plan. I mean, I do a lot of planning. I mean, I have tons of outlining I do before the show, tons of research I do to put into it.
I saw that last night when you interviewed the guest. You did do that.
You got to. I mean, I just think you have to. You owe it to your fans to do it. I think that's important.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's not unlike radio or any other medium.
Exactly.
You know, the only difference here with Blog Talk Radio, you know, a guest can appear like 2 minutes before the show starts, and they just call in and like they're ready to go. If you're on radio, you get there an hour earlier. You're prepped. You're sitting in some sort of a green room, and here the host goes on the fly. But that's the thing. It's the conversation. We have to keep understanding that, and that's what's important. So.
Oh, it totally is. And what's nice about it is that, you know, I'm doing my own thing. I have my own gig going, but at the same time. You know, this allows you, I mean, you're giving us the freedom to come on the air, and it's not costing us anything to come on the air. So to get our message out there, I mean, the hosts out there that are just up and coming, I mean, you owe it to yourself to really take some time each week to set aside, a few hours and really plan some things out and have some substance, have some content, some stuff that people are going to get value out of. And eventually they'll come to your shows. I mean, they will. I mean, they've come to ours, and I haven't had to beg. I mean, there's a ton of, amazing hosts out there that have a ton of fan base, which is great.
Well, we're just getting started, and if, you know, wait till, like, March, April. This thing's going to take off. It's going to really be a medium. So, anyway, Michael, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a happy new year,
too,
and help you, you know, have Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Michael. Enjoy the holidays.
Bye-bye, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob, Alan, Amy. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good one, you guys. Have a great
you
week. Your
great.
Show.
We got another call. Let's take that. We got a 714. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Elise.
That's right. Can you spice it up?
That's it. We got, this is, well, you know, Bob is on and Amy's on.
Hi. Oh, hey, Amy and Bob.
Hi, Elise. How are you?
I'm doing good. The
so,
invincible
Elise,
Bob.
You don't want to pull, you know, you don't hold back. So I know I could always count on you.
Oh, yeah. The girl with the mouthpiece.
The girl with the mouthpiece. But this is, this has changed your business a bit. I mean, this has embraced you. I mean, you've embraced Blog Talk Radio. It's on your MySpace page.
It's become my MySpace page.
It's become your MySpace for a long time now.
Yeah, it has. And I was listening to what you were talking about with Mike over there, and it's just been incredible because, you know, Mike, he checked out my show, and then he asked me one day, hey, you know, should I start a Blog Talk show? And I'm like, yeah, definitely. And I told him the same thing. It takes a lot of time to promote. Definitely. And I was like, if you don't get the time, you know, don't bother with it. But, you know, it's been so amazing because now that's what I've become recognized for, not just being a PR, but now I'm being recognized for being a radio host. And people are looking forward to my shows every week, you know, and even if they can't catch it the night that it airs, they can go to my MySpace page and they look forward to, you know, chilling out on my page a little bit and actually listening to the show.
Right.
So it's...
Are people calling you and kind of reaching out and say, hey, I want to, you know, can I be a guest or, you know, are you there yet with that?
Yeah, well, you know what? People are hitting me up. Celebrities are hitting me up now. Can I be on your show? You know, and I'm like, okay, great. So I've already at this point have a lineup for 07 so that I don't have to go week by week. It's to the point where I already got guests solidified, and we might be having heavyweight boxer Lennox Lewis on.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So well, you have to let me know so we can put that right on the box.
I will. I'll keep you posted.
You have to.
07 is going to be tremendous for my show on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be amazing.
Well, Edalise, you're number 2, 3. You're always on the top. And I know, you know, from the first, I told this to Bob, I mean, you probably remember, when I first saw you come on, and you must have been on a couple of times, I always knew there was something special. You just have this passion, this belief in yourself, and the other thing that I really liked, and it's the reason, one of the reasons you're very successful, is because when people come on, you give them the platform to talk.
Right, exactly.
Some hosts don't. They really wrapped up in their own thing.
Yeah.
We had one. He's no longer a host on Blog Talk Radio. He's out in L.A., and he's a good guy, but it's not for him.
It wasn't for him.
No, it wasn't.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
But you would always approach your show, and even if there was 5 listeners or 10 listeners, this is before we had the player, and
right.
You always did it, and there may have been problems. You couldn't call in, or you had a problem. Look, this is not an easy – you know this is not an easy platform to deliver. It's
right.
Complicated. So you stuck with it, and you've done really well with it. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. No, I've really embraced it. I think that, you know, audio and visuals is really where we're at in our entertainment society right now, and you've took it a step above and beyond, you know, by providing such a service, which I thought, wow, what? And I tell everybody, this is the new revolution of radio, you know, and I've kind of marketed, you know, the On the Set for Blog Talk Radio in that way. It's the new revolution because, you know, look at YouTube and the success of that. Well, now you can't interact with live people on something like YouTube.
Right.
But you can with Blog Talk Radio. And that's what's so amazing about it. And now people are approaching me left and right. Hey, I want to be on your show. I love your show. Or, oh, your show's changed the way I think about certain things. Because we get pretty mouthy and controversial on the
you
show.
You do. I know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, before stay on. I'm going to attempt to play a clip. Sorry, Bob, but I'm going to try it.
Go ahead.
And Dale put a clip together, and Edalise, you can hang on. Okay. It's a little clip that Dale put together, and I want to thank Dale for the Delectomy show. And he gave it to us, and we're going to give it a little shot here. So
definitely.
Hang on with us, and we'll see, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Hi, Alan. It's Dale of the Delectomy Show. I knew you had a special coming up, and I'm stuck in the North Pole. Just in case I don't get back, I wanted to record this little segment. And what I did was I took the best highlights of your shows, and I stuck them all together. And really, there weren't many. Well, none. But I did have them, just so you'd have something.
Hey, who are you talking to?
Well, nobody. I'm recording a clip for Blog Talk Radio. It's just like a, you know, Amy made me do it. It's like a suck up for the CEO, Alan.
Oh, you mean the Alan guy that you've been complaining about for the whole week you've been here?
Shut up.
Ow. You want me to do like an elf clip? I'd be good on radio. You know, I could talk about Bigfoot. How many people could be talking about Bigfoot?
Go away. I'm starting the clip here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm used to doing evening shows. Hey, everybody. It's Al Levy. It's Al Levy.
Al Levy.
Number 5, top things will never occur on Blog Talk Radio. We will never take over a country and claim it as Levy Land. Let me give this another shot. I was thinking about maybe adding some clapping, you know, in the back, little... On the back end of that intro piece. Okay, well, we're not sure about that. Hey, everybody, it's Al Levy. I'm quite dazed. I don't know why, I should say. You know, personally, I found it to be incredibly offensive. And so I'm quite dazed. A lot of fun. This is a fun show, you know. Four, we will never harm any animals in the making of the Al Levy Show. Three,
We will never make Bob Charest join the roller derby, all for the sake of better ratings. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Hey, everybody. It's Al Levy.
Week, my show.
Yeah.
You have to actually improve the quality of your shows. I didn't listen to last week's show. I did not get there, but I'm going to.
Wow, you don't mind if I cut that off, huh? Wow, that CEO, wow, great. Welcome to Elf Talk with Bigfoot. Yes, we're going to discuss Bigfoot, and if you'd like to call in to the North Pole, our number is area code 347, ho, 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 ho.
Oh, my God. That was genius.
That is the Dale from the Delectomy Show who gave that little tidbit in here.
Oh, my God. That was something else.
You know, the first show, we launched on August 1st. So, you know, before that, of course, we had zero shows, zero hosts, nothing was going on. And maybe after the first 3 or 4 days, I was doing a show because, of course, nobody else knew about the service. So I was on my phone, and my daughter, I have a 10-year-old, comes in and says, "Dad, I got to talk to you." I said, "No, I'm on air." "What do you mean you're on air? Who are you talking to?" I said, "Well, actually, nobody." But that's what it is. But you know what? Now it's not nobody. Now we have, you know, we're doing a couple hundred thousand downloads a week of the shows.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Now I've already put my media kit together, so I'm going to start fishing for those sponsors.
Excellent.
So I'm excited about that because I have, you know, a few prospects in mind already. So
excellent.
It's going to take it to a whole new level.
Yeah, no question. People are going to be pumped, and it empowers people, and so, you know. Thank you for calling in, Ida Lise. It's a pleasure.
No problem.
No, we love you, and it's great. And next time I'm in LA, I'm going to be in LA within the next 6 months, and I want you to show me all the cool people.
Oh heck yeah! Let me know. Keep me posted.
I'll be a media mogul out there.
Oh shoot! I know. Oh my gosh! And then Bob needs to show his face more.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what Bob looks
like. Well, Alan's going to be hiring the Sasquatch detectives to find me.
I heard what the Bakers were saying about Bob on the last show. I was just rolling. Oh my goodness.
What did they say? We better hear. He's going to be calling in now.
Like Bob's the straight man.
Bob is certainly the straight man.
Yeah.
Ida Lise, did you see the picture of Bob on the homepage?
No, I didn't. There's a picture of Bob there?
Yes.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going.
He didn't shave, though. He didn't shave.
And he needs a haircut, I think.
Oh, no. See? All right, you guys. Well, you guys have a good happy holidays and
Thank
all that.
Thank you. You too. Well, we'll speak to you next
bye-bye.
Year.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So that is Ida Lise, and does a show. She's also in our top 10, consistently in our top 10.
She is such
and,
a
hey, Georgia, you're on now, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I got an email from a William Terry. He sent me an IM. Do you know William Terry?
Probably.
Georgia has been great in helping me get started. He's just a host that's thankful for our efforts, and he said, particularly Georgia has been very helpful, and I hear that all the time, Georgia, about you.
Oh, cool.
No, yeah. We do. We actually get emails to feedback of, you know,
well,
hosts.
Well, it's good that I'm not upsetting anybody.
Yeah. No, you're not. I love the other day, though. Georgia was on, there was a show on the Libertarian. He may actually be on now.
I think he is.
He is on now. He's like a Libertarian candidate. He has a top Libertarian candidate on his show. And he was doing a test show, and Georgia calls in, I'm listening, and he's trying to engage you in a conversation. Uh-huh. Where do you go, you know, what are your interests? What are your political interests? What did you say, Georgia?
I have none.
He's like, what do you mean you have none? Yeah, you have none. Zero.
Very little.
Well, you know what? When you're
how many children do you have?
Seven.
Seven. So you said that's all I can really
I don't have time to be worried about politics. I have to worry if my house is going to burn down.
Well, I thought it was funny. And then he loved talking to you, and I guess the bond there was at Alaska. You and he both came from Alaska.
Yeah, I was born in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was very funny. That was very funny. And I think we have the Bakers are calling in later. So if the Bakers are on, we'd love to hear from you. It's about time we could dish it out on our side. But
yeah,
Right, Bob? I mean,
yeah.
What's your sense?
We're dishing it out tonight. Huh?
Before the Bakers come on, I want to talk about oops.
Oops.
The infamous oops.
I had oops with milk this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, we had oops with milk. We're having our full share.
Better
of
Better than milk. Cookies and milk, right, Georgia?
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about the cookies.
So we know everyone is using Blog Talk Radio. Not everyone, but we're all getting our fair share of oops. And they're kind of, they're like mosquitoes,
mm-hmm.
You know. You, like, swatted them, and, you know, they go, and they come back, though. And we're working as hard as we can on the oops. And resolving those oops, then you can still do the shows, and people have to deal with it. And you know, we're working on that issue.
Well, the bright side is we have fewer oopses than MySpace has unexpected errors.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, that's good to know.
Oh, absolutely. There are so many unexpected errors on MySpace sometimes.
They've actually become expected at this point.
Yeah, it is.
But you see, the difference is that when you run a live show, mm-hmm. people get concerned because they're building, you know, it's live programming. That's what this is. I mean, let's understand it's live programming. So people get concerned, and I don't blame them. So we're working hard, and we have a 203 area code on now, and it's probably the infamous Bakers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Michael, you there?
Hey, it's Erica and Mike.
Erica and Mike. Okay, how are you?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's going on? How are you?
How are you?
Hey, listen, the only way we can get an audience is if the Bakers come on.
Hey, now we're talking.
So now, do you know Amy? Do you know Amy, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And Georgia, have you ever had the pleasure of speaking to Georgia?
We never have. I don't think.
No.
So Georgia is the host liaison, and since you guys have figured this out already long ago,
Georgia
is on the front lines.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
Yeah, Georgia on my mind. So anyway, Eric and Michael, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
And it's been a great run, right? I mean, how's Blog Talk Radio? Blog Talk Radio has definitely changed your lives for a bit.
There's no doubt about it. It's been one of the biggest things for us in this past year. What has it been, 3 months now?
Yeah, that's it.
I'd say the Bakers might have made a little impact on Blog Talk Radio, too.
Yes, you have.
Bakers were in our top 10 the other night.
Top 10.
We did a top 10 of 10 things that will never happen on Blog Talk Radio. And you guys, I believe, were number 5, weren't they, Alan?
Yeah. What was the phrase we gave them?
We will never make the Bakers broadcast live from the top of Mount Washington.
Right.
All right. That's good to know.
You guys are not outdoorsy guys, are you?
No, not at all.
Not.
I said on a show previously that I'd rather be on the streets of Compton battling big black.
I feel more comfortable in Compton than I would.
Big black guys with machine guns than I would out in the forest.
On Mount Washington.
Battling nature.
Yes.
Now the Bakers are our number one show and consistently.
Alan,
and they,
you know why?
What?
You know why?
You're just that good.
It's because we off the hook, yo.
Yeah, I know.
I personally called.
I have actually called a few of their shows, and I was called pig vomit by one of Mike's co-hosts.
He took it like a champ too.
Yeah, I did, right?
And I was like, you know what? I like this guy.
Well, it's not every day that you're called pig vomit, and you can actually, you know, be happy, you know, be okay with that.
That's true.
Alan.
Oh no.
So let's talk about your book and Inside Facebook. And before we get going, where can everybody follow?
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find this book and they like the book.
That's all. I'll leave it at that.
This is when she hacked into my show. I called into the person we're talking about is Steph, and Steph was just completely out of her mind that day. I mean, she was drunker than you can imagine.
Yeah.
We had a good time. So I left, and I had a show. They do their show at 8:30. I had a show scheduled at 9, and I had an interview with an engineer from Facebook. And, like, the last person I wanted to talk to on that night was this guy. But I do it because, as Bob knows, I got to do it, you know. So I'm on, and all of a sudden I'm talking to him about the most boring, mundane things. And sure enough, I look at the switchboard, and I see a 203. And now I wonder, I say, wait a minute, could it be the Bakers? So I don't know if I picked up the first time,
but you called back or something, and I picked up.
Didn't.
And sure enough,
uh-huh.
That's what you heard. Yeah, hi, guys.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, hi. Hi, Georgia?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, okay. Hold on a second. That is funny. We are having a real fun time. Bob and guys, okay.
Yeah, well, I guess we brought down the house, you can see.
I got to tell you, we're having this, like, little Microsoft bug. Michael, you work with computers all the time, right?
Yes, unfortunately.
So we upgraded our server, and we're having this like, little Microsoft bug that's, like, floating around. We can't seem to find it.
It just kind of takes out takes out random shows at random times.
It's like you get oops and you get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
The oops upside your head.
Oops is not good.
Oops are not good. And when you provide a live service, that's the thing we were talking about earlier. You know, we provide a live service, and it's just so difficult to provide that live service. But you know, that's what's compelling about Blog Talk Radio. We have to do it. But there's no breaks. You know.
Well, hey, you see that little word beta up there? That's what saves you right now.
It does. It does. I think that's what it does. And what also saves us is the fact that the people are out there and they're enjoying it and having a good time with it. So.
Yeah, and you're still in beta, so you're still getting there. But it's
all
good. You know?
But you know, it's interesting. It's certainly an interesting experience. So.
Working out the kinks phase.
That's what it is. Totally. Anyway,
so
thanks for calling. I want to also say that the Bakers are working with us on our new website.
Oh, thank you.
So
we're pretty psyched about it.
You guys are. Well, this is an opportunity. I mean, you guys know the service. You know the platform. You know what it is. You use it. So
I'd like to think that we're getting in at the dawn of a whole new explosion of a MySpace type situation or some other major force on the internet. So we're thankful that you're letting us do it, and we're happy to have this relationship. So keep doing your thing, and we'll do ours and grow this relationship. And I'm psyched.
Excellent.
So.
Excellent.
So
you'll be busy.
Here's to a great 07.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
We're looking forward to a long, really great relationship.
Okay.
Well, we are as well.
Yeah.
Not in a gay way, though, Alan.
What's that?
No. Not in a gay way, Al.
Not in a gay way. No, that's okay. I'm not homophobic in any way.
Do people ever call you Al? I never.
No, you can't. That's the one thing I can't tolerate.
Alan.
Al.
Yeah, Al and Big. I'm actually, I'm like 6'1". 6'2".
You're Big Al.
Yeah, no, that's like I kill people. And not maybe you, because you're huge. And
yeah, I'm huge. I'm 5'7".
Is that right?
Oh,
watch
God.
Out.
He's not even. He lies all the time. He's
I'm not even 5'7"?
Yeah.
I'm 5'7", but I could bench press a house. So I make up for it.
Yeah, Al we don't use, and Big we don't use.
Big Alan?
Big
little
Al. No,
Big
Alan's good.
How about we call you Little Alan?
Little Alan is okay. That's actually acceptable.
Little Alan Levy.
All right, little Alan Levy.
Al Levy, CEO, head honcho, head Mr. Oops. That's all.
Where's the heavy?
Yeah, Bob's the heavy.
Bob is Bob is the man behind the scenes. That's the one thing about Bob.
There's Bob back there. I haven't actually heard Bob's voice.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Fuck,
hey,
Bob.
Yeah, how you doing, Erica?
To meet you via
voice. A little bit Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Well, when we have the video element working, we'll be able to see a picture of me.
Hey.
Mike, don't you have an impression of Bob?
I do, a
little
bit.
Before we hang up?
Just real quick. Hey, Bob, how's it going? All right, about that email I sent over there. That's it. All right, goodbye.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Bye, guys. You rule.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good holiday.
Bye.
Same to you.
Great. Take care, guys.
678, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you're on.
Yeah, Alan, this is Randy from the Randy and Squiggy Show.
Hey, Randy, how you doing? Amy, you're on also.
Oh, good, okay.
You guys are funny as hell. Before I say that, are you guys calling to trash us?
No, absolutely not, absolutely not. I'm calling in to thank you for the experience. We've our last couple shows have gone out. You were there for all of our technical difficulties in the beginnings.
Yeah.
I mean, you call yourself Mr. Oops. We were pretty much the king and the king of oops in the beginning. I'm not sure how, but
you didn't know what you were doing. That's
exactly. We managed to. I think one of our computers actually caught on fire. I'm not really sure exactly how, but I mean, I tried to put quarters on it. It started smoking. I poured water. It was bad. But
I remember that episode.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to call and thank you actually for helping us through all that. And we've had an insurgent of archive listeners, but. Our live listeners are still lacking, and we're trying to get the networking thing down, like I hear the Bakers are doing. And we're on our way to get up to your top 10 list. But I wanted to thank you for just having this out there for everyone to do. It's an awesome thing.
I appreciate that. I tell you, it's things like that that make it worthwhile, I have to say, and I appreciate that. Give everyone the ability. You guys are funny as hell. The first time I heard you guys, I just think you guys are funny. So, and the other thing is this, too, about listeners.
Yeah.
No one's getting big listeners. I mean, just nobody.
Live listeners.
Live listeners.
It's tough to catch people, you know, specifically during the time you're running your show, and people, you know, specifically tuning in.
If that is going to take... You know, right now with the media, do you have a media player on your MySpace page?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you put the player out there, and that's getting the thousands, and, the, you know, that'll be, get big numbers.
Yeah.
The live listeners, and that's the thing we're working on with the Bakers, we're redesigning the website to be really more focused on the listener. It's going to be a community. You're going to have the people that are listening to your show. You'll see that picture. You'll be able to communicate with them. You'll know who it is. And that's where the site's going. So when Blog Talk Radio becomes a brand, it becomes known, it becomes a place where more people kind of hang out, as a place to hang out, then the live listeners will grow.
Yeah, we'll be like a Starbucks minus all the hippie kids and beatniks. It'll be great.
Where do you guys now? Listen, where do you guys are you college? Where are you guys from? We
both live in Atlanta, and Squiggy is actually in college currently. He's about to graduate. In March, I'm scheduled to go to Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Oh, you are?
I'm actually going to be in broadcasting.
I'm up in Connecticut.
Well, actually, it's not. They have a campus in Atlanta here. So I'm not.
Well, we'd love to talk to those guys to kind of let them kind of maybe use Blog Talk Radio as like a beta farm, you know, like a place where when you check it out.
I've signed the papers. I haven't started school yet, but when I signed the papers, I was actually telling the director of the Atlanta office that I had my own internet radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And I was like, you may not want to listen to my show. I was like, because first of all, you'll probably end up either vomiting, laughing yourself to death, or just completely cursing my name at the end of it. I was like, but there are plenty of other really just quality, good shows. And the fact that you don't limit it to one type of genre and you just cover all bases is amazing. We just hang out here in Atlanta and we're trying to get the word out here and, you know, get more people on it and listening and, you know, seeing how everything goes.
You know, we had a show today. It's called the Big and the Bone Show. I play golf with one of the guys, and the other guy's a caddy, believe it or not. He's hilarious. He's a sports guy. He told a few people he had 70 live listeners, his
really?
First show.
Wow.
And he doesn't even have a website.
Wow.
He's not on MySpace. So, it was 2 in the afternoon. So, you know, it's going to happen. It's just... people are going to just get – they're going to really look out for that content, and you tell your friends, and they tell their friends, and you bring on some guests, and you send it out, and it'll happen.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, our average live listeners are 10% of what you were saying that guy got. We get, like, 7 listeners live, and I emphasized on the last show, I was like, you know, if you actually want to call in and talk to us, you have to listen live, people. You can't tell you can talk to the archive, but people are going to look at you funny. And that's the main thing here. But we're trying so hard to get the word out, and I mean, we both work full time, and you know, he
goes
to school, so I mean, it's hard, but I mean, it's really we're just trying to get everything. I mean,
yeah, but how many downloads are you getting? Are you getting hundreds of downloads?
Yeah, we had one show like in the span of almost overnight. We had one show go from like 20 downloads to 281.
Right.
And then we had, I mean, all the other ones are up to one. Like, we did our show last night actually at 9 p.m. and today it's already at like I think 50 something downloads.
Right.
And so I mean, we're seeing it roll in. And last night on the show, we were praising whatever computer glitch was giving us all these, like, you know, heightened archive listeners. I was like, thanks, guys, for, you know, messing it up in our favor. We appreciate it. But
Randy, are you putting the media player in the bulletin?
We are. My girlfriend, our / producer, she's the one who, she stays up late at night and sends out all these bulletins, and she'll actually put buttons on people's pages, like comments on MySpace pages that have, like, you know, the show, the Listen Live button. And she had one where it actually played the last archive show and on people's comments and everything. So, I mean, I don't know how many friends are our actual MySpace pages, but, I mean, my personal one has, like, I mean, it's got, like, 150 people on there. But, I mean, we're trying to get it out. And I have family in California, and I'm trying to get them on it. And, you know, passing the word out. But, I mean, it's like we've only been going at it like a month and a half maybe.
So. Well, one way to do it is to have them be guests, you know, have them call in. Have set up a time for your family, your friends, over, you know, in other states to call in and be on the show. And when they're on the show, they'll tell their friends and say, hey, I'm going to be on the show tonight. Just click on blogtalkradio.com, and at 9 o'clock or 6 p.m. or whatever the time is, they'll be on.
That's a really good idea, actually. I never thought about, I mean, because I always tell them, you know, call in if you want to. Sure, you know, no big deal. But I never thought about telling them, hey, you know, tell them you're going to be on a radio show and then have them listen in. You know, that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
There's actually a band that's actually getting pretty hot. I'm not sure if you've heard of them, Cobra Starship. They did the main song for the Snakes on a Plane movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure the movie was absolute crap. I never went and saw it. But I'm sorry, Samuel Jackson's just gone downhill. But either way, not getting on that. One of my friends, her brother is the drummer for Cobra Starship, and they're actually getting pretty popular, so we're going to have him on as a guest, I think, on one of our next upcoming shows and see if we can't get something going. Because we want to do kind of like a live music, like a local music thing.
It's a great idea. I mean, that's
underground
MySpace,
music.
That's how MySpace grew. And when that happens, you'll let us know. We'll feature
you. Yeah, we'll get you up in the, you know, profile you on the homepage.
Yeah, I mean, that's my main goal. When we actually first sat down and talked about it, I'm a musician myself.
Right.
And I was like, you know, if we could get some kind of local artist or underground artist, like just through MySpace, and then we'll say, you know, we'll put a button, they'll have, you know, they can say something on their page about, hey, listen to Blog Talk Radio at this time. Somebody's going to be interviewed, or they're going to play our new song since we can upload music files now.
Right.
And different things like that.
If you go on that, that'll be huge because that will... MySpace is just ripe, of course, and that's how it got started. And we have the ability to play these uploaded files. You can put little buttons on their pages. We're having a flash player we're building, and you can email it around. That's going to be probably in next year, early next year.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, you guys, I'm glad you're on, and you guys are funny as hell. I listen to some of your shows. They're very funny.
I appreciate it, man. We're just, you know.
I'm one of the seven.
Yeah. You're one of the seven. Thank you very much. I'll have to find the other six and send them a fruitcake.
You probably have some family. That's probably covering it.
Exactly. I'm sending you a big thing of muffins. You are above fruitcake.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. And again, you guys are geniuses. Thank you very much for this
opportunity.
I appreciate
it.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye, guys.
But good night.
Yeah, they do a funny show. Randy and Squiggy show.
Yeah, they are funny. How many times a day do you get called a genius?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
People tell me Alan's a genius every day.
I know. I hear it at least 20
times. Who says that?
Everybody I talk to.
It doesn't go to my head in the least, by the way. You know what it is? It's the fact. I think what it is that we created something. We actually achieved something that's unique, and it's unique because when you achieve something, when someone says, "Hey, why didn't I think of that?" You know, you came up with a good idea.
Absolutely.
And it's also something very simple. I mean, it just put a couple of, you know, pieces together, the internet, radio.
Oh, yeah, it's simple, sure.
No, I mean, it's simple. Hey, I'm the one saying it. But what I mean to say is it's not like a, you know, whole new concept. It's combining, you know, things that existed. So
the thing is about it, though, that I think that's most intriguing, and I you know, I've been obviously following a lot of blogs, and a lot of bloggers are on Blog Talk Radio. Forget the MySpace blogs. I don't count, you know, they're bloggers. But, I mean, I'm talking real hardcore like Atlas, right? And she had 40,000 downloads in 3 days. I mean, so clearly there's an ability to get a message out in a very quick way. So, you know, but it's not live interaction. And some people may not feel that's the right way. That's real communication. I believe it's the purest form of communication is the ability to talk. And, you know, that's what with Georgia. You're dealing with hosts every day, right? I mean, what are they saying?
Oh, they love the idea of Blog Talk Radio.
Because it also helps them. I mean, how many other services, if you think about it, you know, you've got a lot of networks, social networking sites, MyBlogLog, and you've got LinkedIn, and you've got all these other things. But how many of them truly, I guess MySpace is really a great networking tool for sure, right?
Yeah.
But here you've got the ability to get out there and really promote your show, promote yourself, promote what you're selling, whether it's an idea or a book or whatever. So, you know, it's been a real interesting thing. So, you know, we call it citizen broadcasting. I mean, it's kind of a novel idea.
I hear from people every day that they can't believe that nobody thought of it before.
What kind of people, Amy, you're dealing with new hosts every day. I mean, that's what you primarily do. You're reaching out to them. What kind of things are you seeing now? You were sending tons of emails out. Are you getting responses from these people?
Well, the thing that I'm discovering now is I sent out emails from way back in September.
By the way, 21212, you're on Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Alan, this is Enrique from San Juan, Puerto Rico. How are you today, sir?
Enrique, how are
hi,
you?
Enrique.
Hey, what a great thing. You know, I found your show. I said, let me just go there to see what is happening. And I have been listening for the last 25 minutes. And, I mean, this is the best thing that I have heard in years.
That's unbelievable.
Blog Talk Radio, Alan.
Enrique, thank you. How did you? When did you learn about Blog Talk Radio?
Well, listen, I remember you talking to my friend Tomas Palma.
Oh, of course, Tomas, the great grandson of the first president of Cuba.
Exactly. Yeah. I am doing the same thing, you know.
Oh, you're doing a show.
A radio show about Fidel, about Cuba.
Yeah.
And I do have my blog, a blog that has grown in the last 7 months immensely. I started, I remember in May 8th, I only had like 20 visits per day, and now I am up to 42,000 visitors on my blog, okay?
42,000?
43,000 on my blog. And now on your show, I have done two shows already. In the first one, I had 50 live listeners. And
how many?
No, 15 live listeners in the first show. And then I had 424 replay listeners. You know, people.
That's incredible. 424.
And now on my second show, Alan, listen to this, Alan, please. On my second show, 15 live listeners, 15, and I am up to 1,000 replay on the second one.
Wow.
It's amazing, Alan. I mean, and Georgia has been the best help. I have talked to her several times. I have sent her emails. She has responded back to me, fixed my problems. I mean, this is the best, Alan. Thank you very much for what you're doing with Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I have to tell you that you have a real cause. I mean, you've got you're on here to promote a way of thinking that you believe in and I believe in, and freedom and peace and there's 800,000 exiles, right? I heard from Tomas.
Well, not really. It's much more than that. He was talking about the Florida population, 900,000, but there are over 2 million Cuban exiles all over the world. 2 million.
Right.
2 million. That's the figure, yes.
So the fact that you can do a show on a platform like this and reach out to 1,000 people who are going to hear that message.
Yes.
Look, I got to say something, Enrique. In a month or 2 months, it could be 5,000.
I do believe so, and I think I can do it faster than that, Alan. I will show you the stats. I will do it because I'm eager to do this for my convictions that I have for Freedom for Cuba. I will get double that amount in 15 days. I promise you that. Yes. Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. And when do you do your show? When does your show take place?
My third show starts in a few, in about an hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, it's tonight. Okay.
Yes, tonight. Okay, mm-hmm.
Well, excellent. Enrique, good luck, and we're going to listen for your show, and we're going to profile it on our homepage. We put Tomas up on our homepage, but I believe in this cue. I believe in this cause, and I'm very happy that all of you are on Blog Talk Radio.
One more thing before I go, I just want to let you know that I do have the international part with me because I'm doing my shows mainly in Spanish. Spanish 100%.
Okay.
But I also take English, you know, everything bilingual. But the first two shows I did it in Spanish to get all the Spanish speaking people all over the world. They're going to be coming here from Venezuela, from Colombia, from all South America. They're going to come here to listen to me on your show, Alan.
That's excellent. Let me just tell you one thing. And meanwhile, we have a 713 is online, and we'll take you in a moment. But
sure.
We have a show. He's in our top 10. His name is Olavar, I think. He's from Brazil.
The Brazilian philosopher, yes.
You know him. Yes.
I do not know him, but I heard him the other day, and I do not speak Portuguese, so I really don't understand much of what he's saying.
Right.
But I think it's a great show.
But let me just tell you one thing. He had the first show. Bob, how many live listeners did he have on his first show?
I think it was about 1,500 live listeners.
Oh, my God. That's a great number.
His first show, 1,500 people clicked the button,
amazing.
Listen Live, and he's had thousands of downloads. So
amazing, yes.
It's amazing, and
one thing, Enrique Allen, you didn't mention. We're soon going. You know, right now, if people want to actually call you on the show, they have to call a U.S. based number. We're working on where they'll be able to just click on a button on the website and then talk to you on your show.
Even better, even better.
So people anywhere in the world will be able to talk
right,
to you.
Right. So this is a global platform, and Enrique, I'm looking forward to seeing your numbers grow.
Thank you very much, and I just want to let you know one last thing before you get the next caller, and that is that in Cuba, the only people that have internet access are the officials, the government officials. And I know for a fact that the government officials are listening to what I'm saying against them. They are tuning in, and that's the purpose of my show, the main purpose. Yes.
Well, it's a system, it's a radio network for citizens. And it's for everyone to use. So,
correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you again,
Alan.
Thank you.
Here's your perfect example of citizen.
Have a good night, Enrique.
Bye bye. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right, Amy. I mean, you can't.
This is our PR, Curtis from Hoagland, who handles our PR, came up with the phrase citizen broadcaster. And if Enrique and Tomas are not define that, then I don't know what does. So. We have another call on, 713, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
How are you?
Great, great. My name's Irwin. I was calling actually to talk to Georgia and tell her thank you for, because I don't know if she remembers me.
Yes, I remember.
We just talked just this week, and I remember when I first found your website online, I actually posted it on Dig to let everybody know about it, because I thought that it was something, you know, really different and really out the box, and I wanted to do a podcast, but I was like, how can I get about doing without having to deal with the headaches of editing and things like that? And the stuff that I wanted to talk about actually worked better under a live platform. So starting at the first of the year, I'm actually going to get into doing two different shows, obviously my own show, and then there's another show where I'm going to talk to several different exotic dancers, if you can believe that, so we can see what life is like, you know, when they're not on the stage and things like that.
Well, you gotta let us know.
Oh, definitely. As soon as I'm able to do it, I'm.
Where are you based? Erin, where are you based? Down south somewhere.
Yeah, down in Houston, actually. As a matter of fact, I swam here last year from Hurricane Katrina, and I've been here ever since.
I see.
Oh, wow.
And you've been working with Georgia and getting set up with the shows.
Exactly. It was actually weird because she sent me an email saying, "Hey, I've seen you made this account, but we've never seen any shows on it," and that kind of sparked my interest. I was like, wow, they're actually concerned. You know, you're somebody here and never done anything.
Yeah,
so Georgia was like, you know, is something broken? Did you need some help?
Yeah, it's a kind of an odd thing, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of threw me off when I first saw it. I was like, did she mean to send that to me?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's like the cable company calling you and saying, Irwin, is everything okay? You're getting a good picture. How's that phone working? Is that, it's kind of like that.
Exactly. I mean,
no,
it was really great.
The difference is you pay them.
Yeah, and, you know, trust me, if ever there's some way to do any type of donations, anything, I'm so there because, I mean, the things that y'all are doing are just great. And
well, the way to do it for us right now is to tell everyone else that Blog Talk Radio is the, you know, where they should be, and kind of it's a place for everyone, and it's invigorating. So
definitely. I mean, everything's great. I mean, Georgia's been a huge help. She's sent me documents, and she's actually volunteered to call and be on my show when I do set it up and everything. So that's been really, really good. As a matter of fact, I remember when I sent her an email giving her my cell phone number, she called me back in like 2 minutes, which kind of freaked me out. I was like, man, that was fast. I couldn't get that from people who I'm paying for.
I know. Well, that's a great thing. I think we're building something here, you know, and the hardest work is building the foundation. And
that's what
we're doing brick by brick. And people come on, they stay on, and they tell others. And I think that's what's going to make this to be a very vibrant place to be.
You guys are doing a wonderful job, that's for sure.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Orin.
All right, I appreciate it. You guys take care. Thanks, Georgia.
You're welcome.
Have a happy new year, too.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
I actually get that a lot. People are surprised that they have a real-life human being to talk to.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I, you know, it's funny. I talk to Amy all the time, and I know, Georgia, you're just so nice, and you're reaching out to everyone. And but some people just don't get it. You know, some people, it's a, you could speak to them, it's enough already. I tell this to Amy, too.
Yeah.
This guy's on, there was a guy on today, this Aflac TV guy. And he just didn't get it. I mean, his sound, he wasn't using uploaded files. I don't know. I said, Amy, you know, she goes, don't worry, I've spoken to him three times already. So, really funny.
Talking about Derek?
Yeah. Who? No, no, not Derek. But
no, I've been dealing with Derek half the day. Don't worry about Derek.
Oh, Derek, okay. You know what? It's just, look, I think it's good. And, you know, when you get phone calls like this, it's nice. It's nice that people appreciate it. And
you know,
believe
what?
Me.
If they're successful, we're successful. And that's the bottom line.
Well, I don't know, quite frankly. I'm not even sure how we can even define success. I mean, to me, you know what success is? And I want to tell you this. And I'm not talking about money. And I'm not talking about advertising, because we don't do any right now. We're not making any, we're not generating any revenue from this site. But what success to me is, the people that have called into the show, whose lives have changed because of it. And again, we're only talking a few months, but to me, it's worth it. When Enrique calls in from Florida and he's got 1,000 people listening to, you know, his show about freedom in Cuba, for the exiles around the world and the people living in Cuba.
It's
or
Puerto Rico, right?
Even Michael Bell talking about his business and what's going on with that, or Ida Lease or Irwin. I mean, that's what's worth it all.
It's been amazing.
You know, so, you know, I think that's the thing. We're getting a lot of people coming in now, right, book authors, right? And Deb Leeson's been doing shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, there's people out there who haven't really had a platform to get their books out without spending a whole lot of money on advertising, and this is perfect. They're eager to come on and talk about their books, and we've had some pretty good authors. We have some New York Times bestseller list authors coming on.
Right. You know, so where are we taking this next year? Where are we going with this platform?
Alan, you know, I thought about that tonight. I was out Christmas shopping, and, of course, my mind's always going. You know that. And I was trying to think, where are we going to be next year at this time? And it just boggled my mind.
But let's ask Bob that question. Bob, where do you think we should take this?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
not even where we should, by the way. I don't think we're even defining it.
That's what I was going to say. I think our hosts are really defining it. I mean, we've given them a tool, and it just blows me away when you hear someone like Enrique or Tomas or you know, people using it for something that, you know, they didn't have the tool to do right now, just literally changing things. You know, changing current events. I mean, you talk about what happened with Klagit. I mean, not that we should take any credit for it, but the fact is that's, you know, a live, you know, story developing and you know, breaking news on Blog Talk Radio and something that affects a person's life. I mean,
well, because we extended the show till 10:30, and we did that because we can. It's our network. We own it. And I want to talk about the Klagit story, and I have actually a caller on. I took. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Who is this?
It's Dale. I'm on the airplane on the way back.
Dale, you're on the airplane on the way back from where?
Hang on. Stewardess, I'm talking to Alan. I want my drink now. I just wanted to call and thank you.
Well, thank you, Dale. Thank you for that little clip you made.
Oh, no problem. I had more, but apparently they were, you know, X-rated, so we couldn't put them on. But.
Now, how near the North Pole actually are you?
Well, I'm about 2 feet from the pole right now. And
on the plane.
On the plane. If we don't veer, we're going to hit it, but I'll let you know. No, I'm way back to Ottawa, and I was thinking, you know, your platform, a lot of people aren't seeing it, but it's a real stepping stone if you're trying to do something. Now, in my case, you know, I'm just killing time. But, I mean, it's great to get it's great to get your name out. You know, there's no question about it.
Well, it gives you that ability. It's an enabler, you know. It's empowering. It gives you that ability. If you have something on your mind and you have something that you want to sell or communicate, it gives you the ability to do that.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, if I changed my name, I probably could have done something too, but...
You know whose career it's completely, not completely changed, but taken in a whole new direction is Scott Kesterson.
Really?
Yeah, I like listening to Scott, and a lot of people do. It's just that, you know. Hey.
So what? So Amy, tell the Scott Kesterson story about what happened with Blog Talk Radio. And
Scott was on a back page blog on a news site. You know, not even front page. He's an embedded reporter over in Afghanistan, and he is reporting the news to just a small news station, and nobody was reading it. Nobody was hearing it, and he's over there in the middle of getting shot at and mortars blowing up around him, and he's risking his life, and he's not making a paycheck. They're not paying him. He's a freelancer. And nobody was reading it. And he came on Blog Talk Radio. How many times was he on it, Alan? Twice?
Yes.
Twice. And he's now front page Huffington Post.
Yeah.
He did the interview with Taylor Marsh, which went on to terrestrial radio also. And it's just, he's going to be doing another interview the middle of January with Taylor Marsh on Blog Talk Radio, which just has been, it's given his, oh, so they heard the interview from Blog Talk Radio. They listened to it.
Who did?
Dallas Morning News.
Okay.
And now they are taking him on as a reporter.
You mean Leeson's?
Yes. They finally.
Which interview?
Said,
the one that I did with him, the second one?
I believe it was the second one they heard.
Okay.
And it was the fact, and I'm not sure why they didn't take note before, but it was the fact that they heard when they were doing the interview, he said, I'm the only full-time embedded reporter in Afghanistan. Nobody realizes that.
Right.
Nobody realizes.
It's a forgotten war, that's why.
It is. And now he is going to be on the Dallas Morning News also. So it's completely taken his career in a whole new direction.
And I'm sending Caribou to Iraq, so.
Iraq?
Yeah.
Caribou.
Well, Dale, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Listen, Dale, thank you very much for the clips.
Yeah, that clip was pretty good, Dale.
Thanks, guys. Caribou,
and we're going to talk after the first about maybe doing some other stuff and some hosting stuff. So we'll be in touch with you. You have too much time on your hands.
Yeah, tell me about it. Did you hear Caribou in the background there?
No.
Go ahead.
Alan, you know, thanks for a great year, and I think that next year is going to be even better. But I got to get back to coach now because, you know, D'Alessio's cheap, and we'll catch you on the next show.
I can't. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Alan. Have a
thanks,
good night,
Caribou.
Caribou.
Who is that?
That's Dan, his roommate.
Oh, okay.
They're silly. But, yeah, Kesterson has completely done so much for his career.
Hello?
Well, we had this, the other thing we were talking about was this Clatchett piece.
Yes, yes.
And, again, if anyone wants to call in, the number is 347-677-0649, and we're telling some stories. We have another 20 minutes or so, and then we'll bow out of here. It's a very interesting story, and I think our listeners would appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening one night to a show. Raymond Owens, he's a TV producer down in Charleston, is doing a show, and I hear the mom of a soldier on Blog Talk Radio, and she's crying. My son tried for murder. He's got the death penalty he's looking at. And
hey, did you figure out the switchboard?
Hello? Georgia.
Yeah, I think that's Georgia trying to get a hold of
you. Maybe you want to put her on hold.
So anyway, I saw that, hold on a second. Yeah, we're okay now.
Hello?
Anyway, so I'm listening to the show with the mom, and I said, wait a minute. You know, she's on Blog Talk Radio, and her son, and she's telling the story about her son, has been tried for murder, and he was a soldier. And I hear her talking and saying, hey, you know, my son, he's 18, 19, he's going over Iraq, he's dropped in a chemical factory, and it's a very difficult situation. So when we first heard the story, I was a little tentative. We spoke about it, Amy and I spoke with Bob, and we wanted to take our time and understand the facts.
Yeah.
Right, it was supposedly a hot story. That was the issue.
It was. Nobody wanted to touch it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we did. You know, we stayed with it. And just the other day, the charge for murder has now been reduced to conspiracy, and that's still a serious charge in military court. But, you know, it's quite fascinating. And about, you know, an hour after Melanie left the court, her lawyer's office, her son's law office, she came on Blog Talk Radio to do a show.
Yep.
And
she's been back a couple of times.
Right. So, and then it was on Huffington yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I posted on that. So, you know, that's what this is for. The ability to get on, you can set up a show when you need to, and so on. So.
It's a long way from two guys and a testicle, don't you think?
Yeah, should I tell that story?
Sure.
Yeah.
I can't hear that story enough. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm on, you know, and Bob knows this, but, you know, when we first launched, we had literally no hosts, right? I mean, I was number one. Bob, you know, Jamie was early on, and she did a show, but nothing was really, we had no shows. And the Los Angeles Fire Department was one of the early hosts on Blog Talk Radio. And I got Brian Humphreys, I've been trying to reach out to him. It's been tough, but, you know, they're busy guys. And I just have a lot to thank them for, because they were early on, and they believed in what we were doing.
They're going to be back after the first of the year.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Oh, well, that'll be great. So anyway, so they were in our program guide, and I wake up, I was like, wow, we got the Los Angeles Fire Department are doing a show on Blog Talk Radio. How awesome is that? So, of course, I told everyone I know, and even those I didn't know, say the LAFD, and if the LAFD could use Blog Talk Radio, then so could you. And why not, right? It's a very credible organization.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another show I see posted to the guide is Two Guys with a Testicle. That's the name of the show. Sure enough, I call the show. It's a live show. I get on, and now, of course, we're literally a week old, 2 weeks old, and you think of, you know, 15 listeners is a lot. You know, we had nothing was going on. I mean, no, it was just dark and barren.
Some weeds were coming through.
Yeah, I said, hey, guys, hey, what are you doing? I said, you know, I said, hey, you're on Blog Talk Radio. How's it going? I said, hey, pretty good. We're having fun. I said, what is the show about? They said, nothing, really. We're just two guys with testicles. So that's the name of your show. So they
are your William Hung. Remember William Hung from American Idol? That's your William Hung right there.
Bob, we've seen our share of shows coming.
Yeah, remember we were the cool kids and those early hosts.
I got to say, you know, we had these guys, we were the cool kids, and they did a show every day, and sometimes they did two or three shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that we're doing 30 to 40 shows a day, and probably by February, if things hold together, we can hold this thing, together, and there's not too many leaks, we'll be doing 80 live shows a day.
Yeah.
And these guys were doing a show every day. I mean, they had no listeners. We didn't have an embedded player. They were actually doing shows before we even archived the shows, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think they were one of the first shows I listened to.
Yeah.
After T. Brad, yeah.
Right. It's amazing. So, you know, and I think what happens is it goes in there's like an evolution of platforms like this, the early adopters. We're having our share of – how many paranormal shows are we having? Amy, how many ghost talkers?
You know, if you had to just lump them all into one group, I would probably say close to, what do you think, Bob, about 100, 200?
Yeah, I mean, from the Sasquatch to the Galactical, I don't know what. I mean, just look at all the
titles. Amy, why don't you talk a little about the Halloween show?
Ghostly Talk Radio. They have a really big show out in, where are they, Michigan?
Yeah.
They're in Michigan. They're
outside of Detroit.
Yep, they're live out of Michigan, and they broadcast on Sunday nights, and they play their show on Blog Talk Radio. Very, very popular show, and they came on Halloween, and the one guy was live from a haunted house.
Remote,
on a cell phone, and we actually had a paranormal experience on Blog Talk
Radio. Well, we don't know.
No,
they said it was.
Yeah, his phone cut out.
No, but remember I said, hey, guys, listen, you're on Blog Talk Radio. We're doing a remote. Could you guys go, would you go into that haunted house over there and go up to the second floor? What did they say? No way. No, no, no way. They were too afraid.
Yeah, he was standing by his car smoking a cigarette, I think. He wouldn't leave the car.
Right.
Yeah.
But I said, hey, guys, you're on a network. You've got to go in there. So they made their way into the kitchen or something and heard some sort of paranormal activity going on.
Electrical interference it was.
Yeah. Oh, that right.
Yeah.
They were using cell phones, though.
Yeah, they were using cell phones.
Yeah. You know, of course, we had the Sasquatch group who did their big panel a few weeks back.
Oh yeah, they're popular. They've got a couple of popular shows.
Well, the thing that's amazing about Sasquatch, if you go on the web, there's just a million blog. There's just unbelievable number of blogs and postings about Sasquatch.
Yep, there sure is.
Fascinating. So. Anyway, I think this is a great time. I had a lot of fun. We had a lot of good calls.
Yeah.
And we're working the issues. We're going to take off now. I'm not, going to be doing any more shows until the 1st. And we've got to put some things in order, and it's been a great year. What can I say?
Yeah, really exciting last 5 months, and should be exciting 2007.
Yeah,
sure.
2007 is going to be the year for Blog Talk Radio. I just have this feeling. A year from today is going to be, we're going to be in a whole new space. I mean, a whole new place.
I'm wondering if we need to schedule sleep in the next year.
Yeah, we're going to have to fit that into our schedule. So, anyway, guys, I think that'll wrap it up for tonight. Thanks for being on the show, and I appreciate it.
No, thank you for having us, and I really enjoy the one thing about this Blog Talk Radio is I love working with you guys.
Well, we do as well, Amy, and I'd like to thank you for everything you've done, and it's been a real pleasure working with you, and Georgia as well, you know, and keep those emails coming when there's issues, you know, we like to address them and figure them out. So
but it's really nice to hear good things, too.
Yeah, no, it is.
And we got our share of them tonight, gave us a lot of energy, so thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.